and welcome back to the next episode of Stranger Damies here. This is episode 82. For those of us that are just joining us first time, hi. We're a bunch of first time D&D players. We roll some dice, make some mistakes, learn how to play this fun game here. But the best part is we get to hang out with friends. For those of us joining us from the last episode, got to see a pretty interesting first time, of the resurrection ritual that we will do here on the show. So, be on the lookout for that in the future, hopefully, maybe not.
Hopefully not.
Maybe.
I don't know.
So, just to recap, the wild stallions here went inside the cave right outside of Kaimal, where a bunch of demons were escaping and terrorizing the town. Inside, they defeated multiple kinds of demons, including incubuses and succubuses.
Incubi and succubi.
Yeah. And Piranhas and Tenerukes. And ran into who they thought was their enemy of the campaign and kind of friend, and enemy is my friend sort of deal, in Tituvius. But after killing him, found out that it was actually a innocent human that had been made to look like Tituvius, and he was killed by our resident paladin dragonborn, Tiresias. They found a couple letters and found all kinds of plans of what Tituvius might really be up to in this scheme, and not so much what he has told them. So they exit the cave, they talk to the Margrave after resurrecting O'Craig, after some passionate speeches. Some succeeded, some failed, some joked about a small dick. Which is, if you've watched the whole thing, you'll get, from the beginning, you'll get why that was relevant.
They think I have a small penis. It's not true, Internet.
You?
Well, or Craig. They don't know anything about my personal, except for my wife.
They get back, to the, war tent, and, talk it over with the, Margrave. And Pizza Taco suggests to the Margrave to send his weakest flunky into the teleportation circle they had found back into the cave, and just have him go in and back and let us know what he sees. And as we ended the episode, O'Craig, fresh off dying, has decided to go in through the teleportation circle with Sean, the weakest soldier in Kaimal, who has never left the barracks / war tent at any point during this conflict. So, as we rejoin, you guys are just approaching the cave there. O'Craig is in front,
I'm dragging Sean.
And kind of has Sean pulling him along. To those that don't know who O'Craig is, they are a little shocked seeing this 7-foot half-orc dragging a weak-looking human man behind him. They're going towards the cave, but they see the Margrave and Dario following and just assume it's okay. So you guys get to the cave, and so stallions, what do you do?
Can you cast Pass Without a Trace on both of them?
I can.
It's a good idea.
Okay.
You really want to do this?
I do. I need to do this.
Why?
Because, bless you.
Thank you.
Because do you know how humiliating that is? To die like that? I need to do this. Just let me do this.
What if you die again and you're on the other side and we don't know?
Then it's meant to be, but I need to do this.
I'm going to cast invisibility on Sean.
And I'll cast Pass Without a Trace on both of them.
So Sean is
super stealthy. And I'm going to cast
stealthy.
Protection from Evil and Good on O'Craig.
Again.
Yes,
you feel
it.
Come over you.
I feel
you
it.
Sort of get a little nauseous from it.
You're like allergic to yourself.
Yeah.
Just puke. See, you can't go.
I puke on Sean, revealing his he's not invisible. It's like the invisible man. You throw some water on him. There's just
yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah.
Yep. And to before I let her waste a spell slot, I believe you need to stay within 30 feet of them for passing out a trace.
I just have to touch them.
So what does yours do, Tiresias?
For the duration, each creature must be within 30 feet.
So the spell ends, one willing creature you touch is protected against certain types of creatures, aberrations, celestials, elementals, fae, fiends, and undead.
Actually, I have something that I've been meaning to use for quite a while. I have a scroll of protection.
Also, am I not passing?
Don't use that. Creatures of those types have disadvantage on attack rolls against the target. The target also can't be charmed, frightened, or possessed by them. If the target is already charmed, frightened, or possessed by such a creature, the target has advantage on any new saving throw against the relevant effect.
All right. Well, I'm not going to use it just yet, just in case, because I don't want to. I think it. If I go through, I don't know if it follows, but if I need to use it, I'll use it and then just zap back.
But I cast invisibility on Sean, so he's invisible.
Sean
now.
Is invisible.
Okay.
You have that protection from good and evil thing, and you guys walk through the cave, and the Margrave is just sort of like, oh, okay, you're like, he's slightly lazy, as you have found out, and just like, I'm just gonna let it happen. Dario is just really curious, concerned, but...
Why don't you go with them, Dario?
And he just goes, I don't know what's through there. I'm not gonna go.
You're stronger than all of us.
Yeah, but I also know when to not put myself in danger.
Okay. Craig, do you have sending?
I do not have sending. Well, I have message.
But you'd have to be within like 20.
Yeah. Shit, I'm gonna have to go with you. Aren't I?
Come with me.
No, you don't.
But like, if he gets into shit, he can't message us away. And say, hey, got in some shit. Guys come through the teleporter. If I go through, I can.
Yeah.
Right? Are we all in agreement?
Sean, do you have sending?
What's that?
Okay. Yeah, he's a human.
Why are we bringing Sean at this point?
At this point, just let that kid stay here.
Guess so. Yeah. Why did I waste a spell slot on you, you asshole?
He's an innocent person.
Now he's coming through. He's coming through regardless.
All right.
Get some experience points.
Yeah.
He comes out, he's level 50.
Alright.
So I guess I'm going through.
Just don't do anything stupid.
No, it's a quick...
Try really hard not to.
Quick in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So you guys walk up to the teleporter, you put your hands on the orbs, as you did before. You see it start to bright light in there, and then flash. And you guys see them disappear. And then you guys flash, bright white flash. You get into a room, and you're inside a room that is just looks like it has like black stonework up the sides and roof, like cobblestone like floor to it. And you walk outside the teleporter, and there's a door in front of you.
Do we recognize this architecture from any place we've
roll
been?
Roll intelligence.
Ooh, natural 19. 27. Investigation.
All you can tell from the looking at the rocks is that it would seem it would be not the type of rocks that you've seen in any kind of houses you've been in. But it is rock. It's not like, you know, any kind of magical or things like that. It is a black rock.
So there's nothing on this end.
All right.
We look good.
Okay. So far, so good.
Yeah. So, should we just head back? We did our job.
What's that door go to?
Send Sean.
Oh my god.
Can I, like, put my ear up to the door and listen?
Okay. Yeah, roll perception.
I'm hanging back with Sean.
It's a 15.
Don't hear much of anything out there.
Okay.
Just
check for traps.
Yeah, go ahead.
Investigation.
Yep.
It's 17.
Door's not trapped. It's not even locked.
Not even locked. Is there a keyhole I could look through?
No. It's just a
Do you want to open it? Worst comes to worst, just fly back here.
From your
here.
Experience with how this door looks, you can tell it's a door that they don't expect anybody that's not them to be on this side of the door.
Shit your pants, take a swim.
What?
Not here, Tiresias. Can't hear that.
I'm saying that in real life. What?
Just walk through.
Alright, so you walk through the door. First thing you notice, as soon as you open this door, you get a half a step in, and all of a sudden you just, it feels like you stuck your head into an oven.
Okay.
There is blasting heat on your face, and you get, you look to the window right outside the door, and you see that most of the coloration of the area is like an orange-yellow type sign outside. You see giant 12-foot creatures walking down the street with gold armor on.
Down the street?
Yeah.
So we're outside?
No, you're looking out the window.
Okay. So we're in a house.
You're in a house.
And there's stuff outside. 12-foot creatures?
Yeah.
Do I know what these creatures look like? What these creatures are?
Roll a history check.
It's a 15.
You don't know specifically their name or anything because you've never been there, but these are, you've read in stories that these are the guardians of the second level of hell.
Okay, so this is not still Ben.
You're going to guess you're in hell.
Yeah.
What do you see out there?
I see some scary ass shit.
Oh,
and we are not instilled then.
Alright, let's get out of here.
Alright, let's go back.
Alright.
Okay. So you guys go back. And you're good. You go through.
Alright, so this does not go to Stillben. No. FYI, everybody. It goes to hell. And I'm not quite ready to get there yet.
No. And I don't think our path is taking us that way. So
should we destroy it? Is there any way to destroy it? I know you were not super sure. Because this is definitely where the Mirror Man must come from, right?
Yeah, I think if this teleportation circle stands, the Mirror Man probably has a good way of channeling and
these minions. Does any of us know how to destroy a teleportation circle?
Arcana.
Yeah, it'd be Arcana.
I think it takes a lot.
All right, I'm not great at Arcana.
Are you both allowed to roll?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a 5.
11.
It's 17.
Wow. What's with your minus?
Well, it's +4.
Minus 4,
so 17.
Alright, just let me get up here. You would know.
I think it takes a long time to destroy a teleportation circle.
As you walk up to it to investigate, what you notice, and you don't know why you noticed it the first time when you went through, is that this is not a teleportation circle. Huh. It is a thing to shift planes.
Oh.
Oh.
So
I know somebody that could help with this. She's not here.
Close the dimension.
So you don't know if you can even destroy it.
Yikes.
All right, so this
is there a way to make it dry?
I was just thinking that.
Oh, Craig, it's all you.
It does not work that way.
I don't. Yeah. This is a little bit more beyond my skill set, unfortunately.
Well, why don't we continue on to Stillben then?
Yeah. Why don't you try and flirt with it, Tiresias?
Did they have continental breakfast?
We may never leave.
That's true. Listen, I agree with Tiresias. I think we've done all we can here.
Okay.
We have bigger fish to fry now.
Okay. We gotta head to Stillben.
So we'll tell the Margrave and everyone this is a portal.
Keep your men on this.
Yeah,
that
leads to hell.
It's portal hell.
It's a portal to hell. Yeah.
You just sent Sean to hell on
his
first mission.
And he came back.
Is he back?
Is he back?
Is he?
Are you? Sean, are you here?
He's invisible.
Yes.
Okay.
See, he's fine.
Good job, Sean. You're very brave.
Look at that. You went to hell.
Oh, boy.
And you can tell your friends. it might get you laid.
This is a movie somewhere.
Oh.
Isn't this the story start to doom?
Is it?
I think so.
With Carl Urban in The Rock.
Yes.
Right, so
it's portal hell.
We'll tell the Margrave, keep your men on this. Be prepared. We're headed to Stillben. Everyone should be meeting us there, right?
I think we got a lot of people going to Stillben.
Yeah. All right, so let's tally-ho.
Sally Ford.
It's changed now.
Tally ho.
Well, Craig, since you've died, you started saying some weird things.
I wish said weird things.
Did you meet anybody when you were out there?
Insight check.
I don't want to tell anyone what I saw. Not yet, at least.
You have to roll deception. You really want to insight check. But,
Yeah, I'll insight check. It's like a murder. What was it? Investigation? What was it?
Insight.
Insight. 14.
What do I have to roll against it?
Deception. If you're lying.
Deception. Oh, shit. -4.
Right. What was the question? If I'm lying about what I saw?
Yeah. Did you see anything?
I might have seen something. I might have. I'm still deciding. Alright, so let's go.
So all right. You guys get back outside the cave. S comes down to greet you and let you know that she's going to head back to Amman to get Teddy. And then the two of them will meet you in Stillbend if they can. It'll probably be a few days behind you.
Okay.
Alright, well, hope we're still alive when you get there.
She's like, I don't have any speedy ways to get to Amman and into Stillbend, so...
Not being sassy, I just really hope we're still alive. Right.
She's like, I wish I could come faster. So
they all do.
Oh my god.
So, the Margrave goes, yes, I will have to gather our troops and see what we still have available to you. And then we will send them on over to you. Again, we may be slightly behind you, but...
I really wish you could come faster there.
You can hold out. You know, we'll be able to to help you.
We'll try not to... we'll try to hold back.
Yeah.
We'll try to keep ourselves...
Keep ourselves under control.
Yeah.
I don't know how far.
Some breathing techniques.
Yeah. Think of baseball.
Make sure.
So yeah, we've thrown Mark through a loop here.
Oh my god.
No, because I'm.
It's okay, Mark.
I will say I'm considering as talking whether, and I will reveal it now because, got it, whether to make a Retron joke or not. But I just couldn't.
Couldn't bring yourself.
Go find the right way to say it. So, you guys call your special horses. They arrive, you get on them, and you head towards Stillbend. So, you take the Silvercut Roadway, you know, the easiest trade route there.
I show them this map, by the way, while we're... So, Silvercut Roadway is, like, the only way to Stillbend.
Okay.
And we know that the Ptitiuses, aka the Merman, the forces will be in the runoff, which is north of the city.
So we don't want to be there.
It depends. We know they'll be there, and Annie's team will be not there. We can sneak up behind the Merman's team.
We don't know how many there are.
We don't know.
There could be hundreds.
But we know Astaroth will not be there. We'll be south of them.
We need Astaroth.
What?
We need Astaroth.
One more time.
We need Astaroth.
Okay.
To die.
No.
Oh,
no,
I'm sorry. No, we if we're going to take on the Mirror Man's team, I feel like he's not just bringing 3 or 4 guys.
No.
Right?
Absolutely not.
I feel like he's going to bring...
Was there anyone left in hell when you went?
Were there? I'm sure
there were.
Yeah.
Okay, so not all of hell is here.
Right.
No.
But I'm assuming he's got a lot of people.
But there are several levels of hell.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Great.
Yeah. All right, so... When we get there, I think... Is there any other way in other than north and south?
So... No, I mean, Silvercut Roadway comes from the west.
Okay.
So, everything is kind of like water.
Could we boat there?
We could boat somewhere, but, like, are we going to boat from the south?
I don't know. So, it's kind of pick our poison, right?
Right.
pretty much.
North or south.
So we don't know where Astaroth is going to be.
Right. He's pretty much everywhere,
so
I would assume, right?
The runoff is here. This is where the Mirror Man has told everybody to stay and wait for his signal.
Right. Okay.
So the signal is basically waiting until Astaroth dies. So we could, from this part of the Silvercut Roadway, come down, hitch a boat down to the Downwater Wharf, but I don't know what's meeting us there.
Mm-hmm.
Annie's people could be there,
right?
For all I know,
they
I think
also we just could be watching the Silvercut Roadway.
I think we just come in. I think we just come in through the Silvercut Roadway.
Well,
take our chances.
Their main
that's the
road,
fastest road.
If that's their main road, wouldn't they be guarding it?
Well, we're 2 days away.
Right.
Right.
So let's get a little closer and see what happens.
So, to the point, we know the runoff is not a good idea.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the worst idea.
We could head south once we get to this part of the Silvercut Roadway. Once we find water, and we could head this way, assuming Annie isn't there.
Right.
But we have no idea.
Right. What do you think, Tiresias?
We have to go straight in.
You want to? You just want to go
like
in.
An asshole through the front door.
They might not be expecting it.
All right. They would definitely not be expecting
and
it.
And remember, Tribeca's life is also on the line here.
Yeah, I'm trying not to kill her.
Well, let's keep going. When we're a little less than a day's travel out, all we right. can...
Don't forget, we'll also have help once we get there.
Right.
Hopefully.
Maybe make a diversion.
And if worse comes to worse, I can always wild shape and fly overhead and see what I see.
True. Maybe you do that before
before
we make a decision.
Yeah.
Kind of scope a reconnaissance mission.
Right. Air superior. Well, they have a dragon, so we wouldn't be air.
That's true. You might. Astaroth might kill you while you're in eagle form.
But
well,
because there'd be no way of talking to him. You might be in a fire.
I'm okay
fight,
with that
in
risk.
An aerial fight, a dog fight.
It's really cool.
Is that what
with?
That why would it be a dog awesome. Fight?
With Astaroth, and you have no way of telling him, hey, don't kill me. It's me, your best friend.
It's your mommy.
It's your mom.
All right, so that's
the
plan.
I'll take the risk if I have to.
Okay. All
right, that's the plan, right, Tiresias? We'll go straight through. We'll connect with our peeps.
Right up the gut.
We'll connect with our people.
Yes.
We'll have them create a diversion so we can kind of sneak in.
Right. A diversion, more like a draw.
Yes.
Play.
And we could have her do some
aerial
reconnaissance.
What are you talking about? What is
like we draw them forward,
right?
So that we go over the top,
right?
Okay, that makes sense.
Yes.
We could always
we could play some action.
Yeah.
Of something happening up front,
right?
But then when they come in,
I would imagine they'll stack the box, right? They'll be stacking
what
that front
box.
Well, the front line.
Right.
They'll be stacking the front line.
What if we just
so
dimension door
in? We don't want to run
it's
in.
Military
that
terms.
Seems,
right.
Right, we don't
these
wanna,
are not military terms that I've heard of.
We don't want to go. We want to make sure we have some space to run.
Yeah. Run up the gut.
Right.
Okay.
Smash mouth.
Anyway.
The power I, as in me, contain.
Alright, so let's keep traveling.
Alright, can we just go? We're just wasting
about 2 days.
Over the 2 days.
Also, while this is happening, I'm stuffing my face because I'm starving.
What are you eating?
I have rations.
You're deciphering the entire West Coast playbook. RPOs.
Now, we need options.
We do need options. Just in case.
Like a wildcat?
Well, I was just going to say, Zakara could change into a wildcat.
We've lost every bit of our audience at this point.
Well, unless they enjoy football.
They don't.
It's true. Probably not.
Nerds.
I mean, if they're with us after the end of the last episode.
That's true.
They are.
Everyone loves a good tampon joke.
Yeah.
A really long-winded tampon joke.
So you guys are heading down the Silvercut Roadway. You know, you're getting into familiar territory as you're getting close to, you know, sights and sounds of, you know, Neverwinter and Open Wind and... You know, all those places in this area where you guys began the campaign.
So nostalgic.
You get about halfway there, and night is starting to come. It's getting close to, you know, 9-10 o'clock. If you push any further, you risk
exhaustion
points.
I can't
just take
guys.
A long rest.
So you guys set up camp. Roll whoever wants to set up the camp. Roll survival check.
Who has good survival? I have a plus three.
Plus four.
And I have plus zero, so you go do it.
Yeah.
It's a 20. Nice.
So you set it up perfectly to you're far enough off, and you even get it where you shade from having the campfire on, and nobody can really tell that you guys are camping over there.
Nice. All right.
So you guys sit down. So who's going to take first watch?
Not me. I'm taking my long
rest. I'll take first watch.
Do we have to... How many watches are we going to take?
There'll be three, so one pair, two individuals.
Oh, okay, I'll take it with him.
Okay. So you guys roll perception?
Burp. 12, actually, though.
15.
15? Yeah, so you guys looking out, and you don't notice anything out of the ordinary, you know, just normal creatures around here. You're just keeping an eye on that roadway to see if maybe you see someone coming in and out. Maybe an ally, maybe... You know, some sign of now you know what both sides look like in terms of this. When you first look, you don't see anything.
So. Have you heard anything from anyone that you contacted?
You know, I haven't sent a message in a while. I might send a message now that you're mentioning it.
Just to make sure people are still coming to help us.
Yeah. I'm going to send two messages.
Okay.
One to Tribeca. And then the other one to Teddy. First one to Rebecca is, "Hey, gorgeous, it's me. How are things in Stillbent? We are 2 days out. I love you."
And you hear a little bit so of, cute. Like, it's a whispered tone, and she goes, "Still here." Annie seems to be getting agitated. Hopefully I see you soon. I love you too.
Winky face.
Winky face emoji.
Eggplant emoji.
And then you know, just sort of, it sounds like a quick hang up sort of thing. Sort of.
Click.
Yeah.
And then I send to Teddy. And I say, S is coming to pick you up. Still heading to Stillbend. How are things on your end?
Alright, and you hear from him. He's like, yeah. She should be here in a day then. Council, very curious about Tiamat. Probably should come here after Stillbend.
Okay. I actually have one more spell slot, so for my long rest, I'm going to send one to Cranor. Cranor, it's Pizza Tacos. How are things with you heading to Stillbend? I want to mention the letter in some way about plan from Mirror Man was to... frame you. FYI.
Is that three?
That's one word.
And he goes, not shocked. Period. We are currently about half a day out. But we are going to pull up a little short just so we don't gain the attention of the Red Dragon.
Okay.
No word on
Tribeca. Okay. Alright. We sent a couple messages. It sounds like shit's going down in Amman, too.
Really?
So, Teddy said that we might have to go there after. Cranor is headed towards Stillbend. They're about a half day away, but they're going to pull up forces before they get there. So they don't,
start things off too soon.
Yeah, and so Astaroth doesn't see them.
Okay. I have something I could do too that I've been thinking about for a while. I'm going to try to reach out to Astaroth, even if it's just to see what he's doing.
Okay.
And where he is.
Okay.
How would you do that?
I'm going to cast Scrying.
You are asleep.
I thought this was before.
No, we're on the first watch.
Yeah, I'm out like a light.
So I'm going to cast Scrying. So he would have to make a wisdom 15 save, but I'm very familiar with him, so that's -5. And I have his scales on me, so I have a part of his body, which is a -10. So it's a -15. So he automatically would fail, right?
Pretty much. Inputs, I rolled a single digit. I don't know exactly what it was.
So the spell creates an invisible sensor within 10 feet of the target. You can see and hear through the sensor as if you were there. It moves with the target remaining within 10 feet of it for the duration. That's pretty much it.
So you see her, you know, make the sigil, you know, symbols with her fingers, sort of tracing them in the air, and then all of a sudden her head jumps back, her eyes turn black, and then on the other hand, are shot through in your vision through the woods towards Stillben, and then you pop right up next to the in the air about 120 feet up, and the first thing you just see is hear is a giant roar down towards these farmers on the farmland there. Jeez. And gets them, and they go scatter and go back to work harvesting their crops, and then you see him fly over, and he's sort of doing a circular pattern over top of the city.
And does he, can I tell if he looks, how big he is by at this point?
Basically, when you turn, all you see is dragon body.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he's that big.
So, yeah.
Wow. He's a large individual.
He looks like a darker red than when you last saw him.
Can I see any, like looking down at the town, can I see any identifying buildings or anything that we could look
at? The only thing that you can tell by looking down is that it looks like the town may have been split up from its original construction.
Okay.
But just because you just see fences, a lot of fences. But you can't clearly make out anything because you're 120 feet.
So I guess I come back.
So you zoom back and you're go back into your body.
Where'd you go?
I was with Astaroth.
Yeah? What'd he say?
I was really high up in the air. He didn't say anything.
Okay.
He didn't know I was there.
Oh.
He kind of scared some people, but he didn't do anything bad.
Okay.
He's kind of flying around, patrolling, scaring people into, you know.
What's your definition of bad?
Killing people?
Oh. So that's...
He just was kind of roaring at people.
Everything else is fine.
Yes, it was totally fine.
But
he's
killing people, that's where...
really big. Like, how big? Like, I was 10 feet away from him, and I couldn't see him. That's how big he was.
Damn.
And he's darker red now. He's older. It's
okay.
Crazy. The town is split up. From what I can see, it's different than what the map looked like, so I don't know what that means.
We have a sense of... where the fences lay, if I showed this to you?
Would I?
No, you wouldn't.
I don't know. It was too high up. I couldn't tell.
Yeah, you can't tell the exact
but
border,
I know that the
looks
town
like,
looks
like
it's
split.
Three
pieces.
From
what you can tell.
Oh, three pieces. Okay. Like, horizontal or vertical? North?
No, just like
north
gerrymandered
to south?
Cuts.
Okay.
That's why you can't really
it was
give
like
you
they put up barricades or something.
Okay. Okay. Well...
But he's alive and not Hooray. Killing anyone, and
yeah, but can we kill him?
No.
So, like, I don't mean I'm not asking for permission. I'm like, in your honest opinion,
I don't know
if it came to fighting him, can we kill him?
I don't think so.
Like, if we killed him when he was a baby, that probably would have been a better idea.
No, but I get what you're saying.
Right.
No, I don't think we'd be able to kill him at this point.
Oh, fantastic. Well,
like
I hope
he's
you,
really big.
I hope we can figure out a way to get him back on our side.
Me too.
Yeah. All right. Well, whatever. If we die, we die, right?
Right. It'll be for the people we love.
I mean, we'll just wind up rotting in the ground, because that's what happens when we die.
Unless Greg will tell us what
unless
he saw.
Unless we got a nice spot in hell. Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
Out of game. Isn't hell for living people, not dead people?
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, it's a different area.
Well, again. I really hope this all winds up excellent on our end, but it's sounding like we're just marching into our own deaths.
Yep. Well,
you're partially responsible for that.
I hope this tattoo means something.
Yeah, Miss Protector.
Yeah.
All right, good night.
Sweet dreams.
All right, so who's taking next watch? The two of you.
I'll let him sleep longer.
Aww.
I mean, he did just die.
It's true.
Is it perception?
Yeah.
Nine.
Same thing. You don't notice anything. Doesn't seem out of the ordinary from the other times you've camped on Silver Cut Roadway. Just peaceful night, and then you head back to sleep.
Uneventful. Just the way I like it.
Mm-hmm.
So that brings us to Bo Craig. Roll perception.
So now it's at a minus three?
Yeah.
Six.
He rested already.
Yeah, just what would it be for?
It'd be a nine.
Nine or ten, yeah. Be about the same anyway. Okay. The only thing, nothing really happens. You don't notice anything. The only thing that is curious to you, but it wasn't high enough perception, is that the whole time you were laying there and you had more of the close to the early morning shift,
mm-hmm.
There didn't seem to be many people even on the roadway. And that just seemed odd to you for the time of day you were keeping watch.
Okay. I'll make a little mental note of that.
Yeah.
Right, so, yeah,
so you guys, get up, get your horses ready. And then you continue on, unless you guys want to inform each other of anything.
I'll let them know about Astaroth. So I connected with Astaroth last night.
What did he
do? On our watch.
What happened?
He didn't
did
see
he find
me.
You?
He didn't see me. He didn't know I was there.
Oh, that's
but
good.
I kind of followed wherever he was going.
Mm-hmm.
He's really big. Like, I couldn't see his whole body big.
That's big.
That is big.
Yeah. He's changed a lot. But he was only scaring people.
Well, yeah, that's what big dragons do.
Not all of them.
I think most big dragons scare people.
He could have done a lot worse.
Was that supposed to make me feel better?
Yes!
But he could have scorched them alive.
Asked last night, I don't think we would be able to take him out. So, we definitely have to save him.
Or avoid him altogether.
We need him. Can you imagine if we got him back?
It'd be great. Can you imagine if we didn't get him back?
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, we'd be effed.
I think you really need to start thinking about realistic possibilities of things.
Like,
I do.
Like, should we be getting the white dragon?
The white dragon's bad.
Probably not going to do anything
right.
to help us.
He's bad.
I don't know.
Yeah. We need, we have Cranor, but he's not nearly as big as was what it sounds like.
Do we know that? He's also shapeshifted into a...
He's big, but it sounds like Astaroth might be bigger. Red dragons tend to be bigger than...
How do you know that?
Well, out of game, I know that.
If you would have rolled intelligence, you would actually know that, Tiresias.
Okay.
If you would have rolled intelligence.
Sure.
See if you recall your teachings.
Intelligence.
It's up top.
15.
So you remember from your schooling that chromatic dragons are naturally bigger than metallic dragons.
Okay.
So you assume that unless if Cranor is much, much, much older, you already know he's about 800 roughly from the last conversation you had. Whether that makes a difference if they'll be eaten equal size now. You're not sure, but you do know what he's Craig was saying is correct, that chromatics tend to be larger.
All right, well, how about we stick to the plan, right?
Yep, nothing says otherwise.
But I think the Silver Cut roadway is being watched.
Why do you say that?
From what I've heard or remember, this is a pretty busy highway, is it not? For commerce?
Yeah, correct.
We haven't seen anybody the entire time we've traveled, and when I took my watch, I didn't see anyone coming or going, so...
Is So then we definitely need to find another way in.
Right. So maybe boating in might be the best way. I think...
Where are we going to get a boat?
That's a good question. But I think maybe what we do is when we get a little closer, do you want to fly over and see...
Yeah, I'll do that.
I mean, you could do that now, right? How long does your wild shape last for?
5 hours.
All right, so let's travel for a little longer.
Yeah, well, once we get close enough, we're not in danger, but...
Right. Is that okay with everyone?
Sure.
Sure.
All right. So we'll keep going.
So as you continue down the roadway, you pass Neverwinter and Ed Oakenwind and all those small towns there, and you're further east than you've ever been in your life, and it starts getting a little bit more shadier with trees, and as you get about 6 to 8 hours down the road there, the only thing that starts to change is there's this smell of like
brimstone.
No.
Fire and brimstone.
Like, to put it simply, you know, like a swamp type smell to the air.
Like a bog.
Yeah, like a bog smell to the air as you're getting closer. Let's see. Well, you would know without even rolling because of the map that the Steelband is surrounded by swamp.
Yep.
So you assume at that point that you are getting much, much closer.
Okay.
Kind of like when you're driving down the Jersey Shore and you start smelling the sea air. So.
Do we see any houses or like huts or anything in the forest?
No, you don't see anything in the forest. It seems you would think that the wildlife would be much more greener here, but it looks all kind of, you know, in different forms of decay or close to dying the closer you get towards Steelbend area.
So do you think maybe this is a good time to wild shape?
Yeah, I mean, I can either fly in or I can swim in.
Oh, you're not close to the...
I'm not close enough to connect.
You're not that close.
Okay.
She's flying close, though.
Yeah, she's flying close.
Yeah,
right. The swamp doesn't start until about where that map
is. So how far out are we now?
Time-wise, you're probably half a day out.
Okay, so maybe that might be too far, because it only lasts for 5 hours.
Well, when you get an aerial view, you can at least...
Okay.
You don't have to be...
Well, yeah, she would be... Would you be able to see then?
With her... Yeah, if you're an eagle...
Yeah.
You know, your vision is a little bit better.
Okay, so...
You want someone to ride on your back, too?
Sure.
In case something happens?
Sure.
Tiresias and I will man the fort.
The horses...
Yeah, we'll keep eye down here.
Yeah, I have advantage on perception or wisdom rolls.
All right, so let's... You want to do that, guys?
All right.
Kadook.
So
we'll set up camp.
Wild shape into an eagle, giant eagle. You jump on her back. There are pizza tacos. And it looks like a very 1980s America video right now. So as you fly up, you get high enough, and first thing you see as you're getting high, you see the swamp. You can see it clear as day. It's like a light green, little bit of teal, sort of gets darker as it gets closer to the town. As does everything, everything starts seeming darker as you get closer. You get up high enough as you're getting in, and you just see the silhouette of a dragon flying around the town, but not close enough that you can really make contact with each other. And then you look to the left, roll perception.
I'm in my own way.
Ooh.
You have advantage, don't you?
Yeah.
26, but I'll roll again. 26.
Okay.
22 as well.
Yeah, I gave you the dragon free because you would know to look for him. So, as you're looking up, you look to the, I guess that would be northwest. You see I don't even think it's close enough for you to spot it. You see what looks like an airship.
Airship.
Made of white with blue trimming around it, coming towards the northwest. Part of the of the area there.
Do I know that? Do I know any of the markings?
You wouldn't see it.
Oh, okay.
Would I recognize any of the markings?
No, probably not. But once you come out of peace form, you can.
It's a giant airship, and I don't see it.
No. You just think it's so cool that you're flying. What do the markings look like?
Yeah,
so
it's just a white chip with like blue trimming around it. You just see a shadow in the distance.
Okay.
You know, something. She sees the actual.
Okay.
You know, that description of the details of it.
Okay.
There. Also, what you see as you get a little bit closer, as you're doing circle type, is you do see those distinct three areas, and then they look like they look completely different. Like, it looks like they actually dropped like three towns into Stillbend. But the topography looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's just jerry-rigged, you know, with different kinds of fences and guards and stuff like that. You're not close enough to make out what kind of guards are there, but there are definitely people standing by like fence entrances and stuff like that, that you can tell that it is not the same Stillbend as depicted in the map in terms of the port city that it is.
Can I look for, again, any buildings that we could look for once we get into Stillbend?
No, the best you see, that giant building that it makes up the, I believe it's the inn there, without looking at the map.
The Sunset Stride Inn?
Yeah, that stands out just because it is the largest building in the town. But a lot of the structures have been destroyed or repurposed to not look like houses anymore. But yeah, that thing is still there. It kind of stands out.
Okay.
So you can kind of judge the rest of the map based on that. Looks like that one is in... Let's see real fast. Where it is.
Muck Front Row.
No, I'm saying exactly where on the map it is. Right there in the center.
You can tell that's the north, like the first one you go into, that one there. That's the first gerrymandered area, and it's sort of right near the edge. Towards with the second one.
Okay.
Do I get an idea of how this is split up into threes?
You can tell from where you're at that it looks like they tried to keep the same neighborhood type cutouts.
Okay.
The only thing that looks heavily guarded, and you would have noticed this too, is a little bit closer to the actual seaport area, right where your finger and thumb is. I hope I'm not yelling into the microphone. yeah, right around that area seems to be a little more guarded and than the rest of the area, and that seems to be the central point of the circling dragon.
Okay. Do we see any boats in the harbor?
No.
Or in the bay, the dock? No?
No, there are no boats.
Do I see the silver-cut roadway leading into the town, if there's anyone...
Yeah, everything looks perfectly normal.
And there's no guards or anything?
If you
want
to roll investigation, I can give you a little bit more about that particular area.
14.
The only thing you see there, doesn't seem like it's... The first gate is a little bit inland from there. So you could theoretically get through the road, and then there is a cluster of houses right before the actual border starts, but they all look abandoned from up here.
Okay.
And the only thing you kind of notice is that there are some activity that looks different than in that area in terms of people walking around than the rest of Stillbend.
So there's not anyone walking around, or there's extra?
No. You see, it looks like the people inside the area look a little bit different than these people that are sort of mulling around here. You can't make out who they are or what they are.
Okay.
So you don't know if they're good or evil. But you do see there is a group of people hanging around right inside the roadway, and then the rest of the townsfolk.
Okay. Anything else? Eagle Rider?
I don't think I see anything, do I?
No. You guys basically got everything you can get from the air here.
Okay. So then we'll go back to the group.
Soarin'. The Disney ride.
It's so fun.
So you land down next to Tiresias and O'Craig.
And we were just about to make out.
I'll fly up again, standing out.
I was going to make an endgame joke and say you guys are playing paper football, but we'll go with the almost making out part.
I was getting real with him, and I was just like, I think my time on the other side changed some things.
Interesting.
Didn't change anything for me.
Don't be that way.
So you see the giant eagle land, and it startles you a bit, O'Craig, but...
Can I hit O'Craig with my wing a little bit?
Like, why is everyone trying to... I just died.
I'm not trying to hurt you. Just like...
I graze it.
Yeah, I'm like, ugh.
Sort of like a
stretch.
You know,
look
an involuntary
cool
reaction.
Yeah.
Something lands. Yeah. So,
yeah.
So you guys land, and you discuss what you had just seen.
Yeah, I come out of wild shape.
What'd you all see?
Nothing much.
Nothing? That's good.
Yeah, we didn't see anything.
Oh, good.
So there's an airship.
What's an airship?
It's like a ship that flies through the air. It was this big ship in the air. And
okay.
It was white with, like, a blue trim. I don't
white
know.
What is blue trim?
Would either of
anyone?
Us know what that
yeah.
means?
Anyone know
what
who that could
know?
Be?
I'm
maybe the...
Do I know it on the rolling?
Platinum Sanctuary?
It's your armor.
Oh, it's my armor.
Yeah.
So, what is it?
I don't know, Mark.
Oh. It's the Platinum Sanctuary airship.
Thank you.
Wait, I thought they weren't supposed to intervene unless...
They haven't.
Oh, but they know of him.
They're keeping an eye.
They're keeping an eye.
And that's pretty
Wait.
Close. They've got... What's the stop?
They're in the northwest.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see Astaroth?
Yes.
From a distance, he was flying around.
Did he see the airship?
Didn't seem like it.
I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, it didn't look like he was doing anything about it.
So they're readying.
So they're attack. There at least. Makes me uncomfortable, but also
yeah,
at least we have people who could help us if we need help.
Okay.
You should trust them.
But they want to destroy Astaroth, right?
Well, they're just keeping an eye on him in case he does anything that would need him to be destroyed.
I think when push comes to shove, I think they're going to be attacking Astaroth.
So maybe somehow we should reach out to them and let them know that we need Astaroth in order to defeat the Mirror Man, who might be
right.
the true enemy.
Yeah, they might not know of all the
Just saying.
The players.
Doesn't Kratos know these things?
No.
Well, he should, yes.
Would he?
He should. Well,
about Mirror Man?
Well, maybe not now. But didn't... Well, I wouldn't know that. That you sent a message to the Mirror... to Kratos.
Let's say I did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Retcon, then I would have told you. I would have told you guys
Okay,
that.
So...
Well, you would have piped up right there and said,
yeah.
Well, no, actually, I...
Yeah. Okay, so... Did you see anything that we should alternate our plan?
Well, there's definitely three areas the town's blocked off in. It's like barricaded
okay.
in three different areas. They all look really different. Couldn't really tell much other than that.
A lot of activity in the east.
Yeah.
Okay. But we're coming in through the west.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
But the Silver Cut Roadway, it looks normal, but then there is a group of people right outside the town and then right inside the town, and they look different.
All
right,
so
well, aren't the people outside the town our people?
Could
we
be.
Don't know.
We don't know.
They
yeah,
could
we
be.
Don't know. But there is a group of abandoned, we think they're abandoned houses right outside the town where we probably could maybe convene with everybody.
Or it'll be in our next fight.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah. It might be all a huge right. trap.
But well, Astaroth is kind of circling around.
So he's far away.
Okay.
Which probably means Annie's far
Which I probably
away
wouldn't
too.
Know that because she was the one that percepted
yep.
it. But anyway, I told this to May after she jumped
We're
out.
We're working off each other.
Okay. So that our way is clear for the most part.
It seems to be.
It's
okay.
takeable.
So,
let's call it that.
Okay.
And in the middle of the town, there is a really big building. I don't know what it is, but that's a landmark.
Based on this map.
We could look out for.
This looks like the biggest... building in all of Stillbend.
And
so
is it?
That's what you're talking about.
It's
the Sunset Stride Inn.
So it's,
so it's an inn. Okay.
It's an inn.
But we don't know if it still is an inn because most of the buildings look like they've been repurposed into who knows.
Now,
what.
Question for the
yeah.
DM.
Yeah.
Would either of us have recognized if the inn was on our side of all barricades?
It's inside one of the things.
But between the Silvercut Roadway and the inn, would we have
no,
recognized
it's inside that thing
so it's
You're,
inside
it's
the
a
first
very
section
small area I'm talking mainly those houses that you see right off the roadway there.
Okay.
It's basically the ones I was saying was the
abandoned.
Right.
The
abandoned. But is there a barricade between us and this and the inn?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
right. Multiple.
So yeah,
actually,
we have to get.
It's actually in.
We have to get through some barricades to get right, there.
So
just
I'd
saying we could look out.
So we have to assume that the town is under siege, right? It's been taken over.
Yeah. Sure. I don't know what the three is, though.
Okay.
It's Annie's people,
right?
Right?
Yeah.
And possibly the Mirror Man's.
Right. And then the Platinum Sanctuary?
Right. All right, so we have a lot
I
of...
I doubt they'd be that close.
Also
right,
bad...
they're probably monitoring, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also bad news. The seaport had no boats.
Right, so
and it's very heavily guarded.
So
we up the gut.
On...
Going up the gut like Tiresias said.
Yep.
All right.
Our
well,
best bet is to go to those houses.
Well, let's go meet up with everyone.
Yeah, let's get into position.
Well, fingers crossed.
That's
everybody.
Them. Yeah.
Well, we'll get close, and then one of you guys could stealth,
and we'll eventually get into a fight.
Right.
Because
well,
that's what happens.
Right.
But, that's our luck these days.
All right. So let's keep going as close as we can get.
Okay.
All right. So you guys take the. Travel there, and as you're getting closer, and I'll pull this just because you may have forgotten, but you, as you're riding along, you're reading the Book of Stillbend that you had taken from the library in Western at the time, and it just to get yourselves familiar with what the town was when this book was written, it's a shady city built around the Bay of Catoal. Which is on the shores of the Lucidian Ocean right there. It's marshland. There's an ever-present sound of insect buzzing as you get closer. But in the book, it says that there are distant bird calls, but you don't really hear any birds anymore. Like, there's no... It's just the insect sounds. This is a town where money flew through. This was the, you know, port town, you know, the... people, any kind of merchant business, the clasp, and you know, there's even rumors of other types of shady characters coming through here as of the port of call furthest away from Amman, the capital, and the closest to Wildmount, which is known to have a lot of shady figures within it. But as you get closer, it looks a bit different than the descriptions you've read in the book and seen on the map. You can now, while you're over the hill, there's a little bit of a raised platform as it goes down into the swamp there. It is split into those three sections you see, that you saw, but then you can see a distinct fourth one, which is that one by the port, that looks to be a lot more well taken care of than the rest, in the back, all the way behind the three neighborhoods that you see. As you approach, you see on the side of the road, you see a merchant sitting with his wares there. Roll perception check.
All of us?
Yeah.
29.
Six. Sorry.
Nine.
As he is putting his stuff onto his wagon, there. His eyes are like glazed over, and he just looks up at you and goes, "Don't go in there! Don't go in there! Don't go in there!" And he goes and throws the last bag on and jumps on to his horse.
Why not?
Evil, evil! And then he rides off.
Can I insight check this guy?
Yep.
Do I see anything
that's
playing?
Yeah, roll insight check.
10.
He definitely does not look like he's lying.
Okay. But yeah. It doesn't seem like he's under any spell?
No. Okay. He just seems scared.
Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, very foreboding. But we
so
knew.
So you go a little bit further past him.
Shouldn't be a surprise.
And
yeah.
Coming, flying out of your eastern, the right side, you know, there you see one of those... devil women that you had fought, but looks very bloodied and blood filling out of holes in her face and body. And as it gets close to you, all of a sudden you hear a loud crack from something in the distance, and she falls to the ground.
Jesus.
And
Sounds like too much.
As you
should we be going the other way?
as you get close to the area there, you hear that you hear something approaching you. Sorry, I should have had this pulled up. I didn't think you guys were going to get this far.
It's been nice knowing you guys.
This does not look good at all.
Hopefully it's our friends.
Yeah, so as you guys Maybe. Get closer, you see it. Something approach the dead Earnest that is laying on the ground.
That's probably a good thing.
Faster.
Maybe.
Oh no, he's not here yet.
While we're waiting for suspense. Mark, if you want to check us out on social media, we're at Stranger Damies on Twitter and on Instagram. You can find our podcast at strangerdamies.podbean.com.
And everywhere else.
And iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play.
So, yeah. So, as you approach, you see a very blue-skinned figure. Looks very, like glistening and wet. Come over towards you, and he's holding a long metal stick with a handle at the end. And he looks up at you, and he points it at you and goes, "Who are you?"
"We know Latari."
"Latari?"
"She's my best friend."
"Oh, good." He puts the down and goes,
"Haven't heard that name in a while."
"Good, then you're the ones I was told to look out for. Come with me." And he pulls you in towards the town, and you guys go over this episode.
Oh, nice.
From Friday night football to the county fair, from picnics in the park to hometown parades, from big cities to small towns, we are proud to serve our communities. Last year, we volunteered 19,000 hours and donated $5 million to local charities. Because lending a hand to a neighbor and investing in the people and places around us is the right thing to do. We are Park National Bank, and we are proud to serve you.
Member FDIC.